Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. The day is February the 25th. It's a Sunday, and it is day 56 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and we're about to do what we do every day. We're going to take some time in God's Word. We're going to let God's Word take some time on us. We're going to draw near to God, and He will draw near to us. That's a promise. You know, I end each one of these podcasts with that that little saying, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Well, the creek is rising, my friends. Here in Cincinnati, Ohio, it has been a wet week, and the Ohio is starting to crest over its banks, and there are nearby communities here where they're going through it. Well, I definitely want to be praying for them today. And I definitely also want to be in the Word as we look into the book of Numbers once again, chapters 17 through 18, Psalm 29, and Mark chapter 4. Let's jump right in. We're reading through the New Living Translation, Numbers 17. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to bring you 12 wooden staffs, one from each leader of Israel's ancestral tribes, and inscribe each leader's name on his staff. Inscribe Aaron's name on the staff of the tribe of Levi, for there must be one staff for all the leaders of each ancestral tribe. Place these staffs in the tabernacle in front of the ark containing the tablets of the covenant, where I meet with you. Buds will sprout on the staff belonging to the man I choose. Then I will finally put an end to the people's murmuring and complaining against you. So Moses gave the instructions to the people of Israel, and each of the 12 tribal leaders, including Aaron, brought Moses a staff. Moses placed the staffs in the Lord's presence in the tabernacle of the covenant. When he went into the tabernacle of the covenant the next day, he found Aaron's staff, representing the tribe of Levi, had sprouted, budded, blossomed, and produced ripe almonds. When Moses brought all the staffs out from the Lord's presence, he showed them to the people. Each man claimed his own staff, and the Lord said to Moses, place Aaron's staff permanently before the Ark of the Covenant to serve as a warning to rebels. This should put an end to their complaints against me and prevent any further deaths. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. Then the people of Israel said to Moses, look, we are doomed. We are dead. We are ruined. Everyone who even comes close to the tabernacle of the Lord dies. Are we all doomed to die? Numbers 18. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you, your sons, and your relatives from the tribe of Levi will be held responsible for any offenses related to the sanctuary, but you and your sons alone will be held responsible for violations connected with the priesthood. Bring your relatives of the tribe of Levi, your ancestral tribe, to assist you and your sons as you perform the sacred duties in front of the tabernacle of the covenant. But as the Levites go about all their assigned duties at the tabernacle, they must be careful not to go near any of the sacred objects or the altar. If they do, both you and they will die. The Levites must join you in fulfilling their responsibilities for the care and maintenance of the tabernacle, but no unauthorized person may assist you. You yourselves must perform the sacred duties inside the sanctuary and at the altar, and if you follow these instructions, the Lord's anger will never again blaze against the people of Israel. I myself have chosen your fellow Levites from among the Israelites to be your special assistants. They are a gift to you, dedicated to the Lord for service in the tabernacle. But you and your sons, the priests, must personally handle all the priestly rituals associated with the altar and with everything behind the inner curtain. I am giving you the priesthood as your special privilege of service. Any unauthorized person who comes too near the sanctuary will be put to death. The Lord gave these further instructions to Aaron. I myself have put you in charge of all the holy offerings that are brought to me by the people of Israel. I have given all these consecrated offerings to you and your sons as your permanent share. You are allotted the portion of the most holy offerings that is not burned on the fire. This portion of all the most holy offerings, including the grain offering, sin offering, and guilt offering, will be most holy. And it belongs to you and your sons. You must eat it as a most holy offering. All the males may eat of it, and you must treat it as most holy. All the sacred offerings and special offerings presented to me when the Israelites lift them up before the altar also belong to you. I've given them to you and to your sons and your daughters as your permanent share. Any member of your family who is ceremonially clean may eat of these offerings. I also give you the harvest gifts brought by the people as offerings to the Lord, the best of the olive oil, new wine, and grain. All the first crops of their land that the people present to the Lord belong to you. Any member of your family who is ceremonially clean may eat this food. Everything in Israel that is specially set apart for the Lord also belongs to you. The firstborn of every mother, whether human or animal, that is offered to the Lord will be yours. But you must always redeem your firstborn sons and the firstborn of ceremonially unclean animals. Redeem them when they are 1 month old. The redemption price is 5 pieces of silver, as measured by the weight of the sanctuary shekel, which equals 20 gerahs. However, you may not redeem the firstborn of cattle, sheep, or goats. They are holy and have been set apart for the Lord. Sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as a special gift, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. The meat of these animals will be yours, just like the breast and right thigh that are presented by lifting them up as a special offering before the altar. Yes, I am giving you all these holy offerings that the people of Israel bring to the Lord. They are for you and your sons and your daughters to be eaten as your permanent share. This is an eternal and unbreakable covenant between the Lord and you, and it also applies to your descendants. And the Lord said to Aaron, "You priests will receive no allotment of land or share of property among the people of Israel. I am your share and your allotment. As for the tribe of Levi, your relatives, I will compensate them for their service in the tabernacle instead of an allotment of land. I will give them the tithes for the entire land of Israel. From now on, no Israelite except priests or Levites may approach the tabernacle. If they come too near, they will be judged guilty and will die. Only the Levites may serve at the tabernacle, and they will be held responsible for any offenses against it. This is a permanent law for you, to be observed from generation to generation. The Levites will receive no allotment of land among the Israelites, because I have given them the Israelites' tithes, which have been presented as sacred offerings to the Lord. This will be the Levites' share. That is why I said they would receive no allotment of land among the Israelites." The Lord also told Moses, "Give these instructions to the Levites. When you receive from the people of Israel the tithes I have assigned as your allotment, give a tenth of the tithe you receive, a tithe of the tithe, to the Lord as a sacred offering. The Lord will consider this offering to be your harvest offering, as though it were the first grain from your own threshing floor, or wine from your own wine press. You must present one-tenth of the tithe received from the Israelites as a sacred offering to the Lord. This is the Lord's sacred portion, and you must present it to Aaron the priest. Be sure to give the Lord the best portion of the gifts given to you. Also give these instructions to the Levites. When you present the best part of your offering, it will be considered as though it came from your own threshing floor or wine press. You Levites and your families may eat this food anywhere you wish, for it is your compensation for serving in the tabernacle. You will not be considered guilty for accepting the Lord's tithe if you give the best portion to the priests. But be careful not to treat the holy gifts of the people of Israel as though they were common. If you do, you will die." Psalm 29. A Psalm of David. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountains skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the mighty oaks and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts, "Glory!" The Lord rules over the floodwaters. The Lord reigns as king forever. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. Mark chapter 4. Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling them many stories in the form of parables, such as this one.
"Listen!
A farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so that they produced no grain. Still other seed fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted and grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted." Then he said, "Everyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him what the parables meant. He replied, "You are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "If you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted." Then Jesus asked them, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought to light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." Then he added, "Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, but to those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First, the leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with a sickle, for the harvest time has come." Jesus said, "How can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate it? It is like a mustard seed planted in the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest of all garden plants. It grows long branches, and birds make its nest in its shade. Jesus used many similar stories and illustrations to teach the people as much as they could understand. In fact, in his public ministry, he never taught without using parables. But afterward, when he was alone with his disciples, he explained everything to them. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in a boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." Now may the one who has authority over all things, wind, waves, rain, rivers, you and me, may he give his blessing to the reading of this word. Amen. He was broadcasting. That word may seem like a modern word, but it's actually an agricultural or fishing term. The sower was casting abroad the seed. He was broadcasting. Similarly, a fisherman casts his net broadly. The word broadcast is a descriptive and a practical word. We also use it to describe the mass communication of a message we broadcast. We throw out a large net of words and ideas in hopes of gathering up as many as we can into the vortex of our message. We do that knowing that it's only going to be a specific grouping of people that is going to receive, understand, and respond to the message being communicated. In today's reading, we see that a certain kind of readiness of heart and disposition of spirit is required in order to receive, understand, and respond to his life-giving message. Jesus says we need to have ears to hear. We need to pay close attention to what we hear. Static abounds. Satan lurks. Our desires get in the way. So much prevents us from actually hearing, receiving, and responding. There's an old Oriental proverb that says, "When the student is ready, the teacher will arrive." And it captures what Jesus is saying here. And it captures what Jesus is saying to us here. He's letting us know that there's a certain disposition of heart that is required in order to receive the good news of God's kingdom and perceive what God is seeking to do among his people. We have to have a humble, contrite, and broken heart that is ready to receive abundant life from God. Some 30, some 60, and even some 100 times of what was sown. It's only with this disposition of heart that we will have the ears to hear and will be tuned in to the broadcast. The antenna will be up. The antenna will be in its proper place. The message will be received and the miracle of new life will begin. His abiding life in you will enable you to hear, receive, and respond. It's an everyday, full-time proposition. May you have ears to hear. That's the prayer of my own heart, that I will have ears to hear, to receive and respond all that he's telling me. That's a prayer that I have for my family too, for my wife and my daughters and my son. And that's a prayer that I have for you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's home base out here. That's where we're hanging our hat, and that's where we're always glad to have you stop on by and tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon the podcast. So next time you got a moment, you take it and let a brother know. Hey, I'm going to let some of the folks here in Cincinnati know that I am here in town this week, actually today, and leaving here today, but I'm here this morning, and I'm going to be at City Church. I'm going to be speaking there this Sunday and looking forward to sharing with folks there. And for the rest of you, I've got something else I want to share with you, and that is on March 25th, that is the evening of Palm Sunday, we are having an evening of celebration where we celebrate the Word. We're going to celebrate God's faithfulness and just the joy of being on this journey in the Word together as a DRB community. And if you'd like to join us at Zarephath Christian Church on that evening, we would love for you to do that. If you're planning on showing up, do us a big favor, will you? And go to zarephath.org and click on the evening celebration link there. And you will be able to sign up and tell us that you're attending. Tell us what you're bringing, because it is a potluck. And it'll just help us to manage the evening far better if we have a sense of how many folks are going to be there. And if you're not able to be there, but you want to be there in spirit, well, you can do that. And you can also do it virtually by sending us a video clip of yourself, telling us who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon the podcast, and how God is using this time in your life. If you would do that, man, it would be such a blessing for all of us. You can also send us an audio file to do the same thing, and with that, a picture of yourself. And we will include these in the evening's celebration. So you can be with us, in a way. Well, hey, my friend, we've done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. And I tell you, the way it's going on outside right now, I have a feeling there's a whole lot of creeks that are rising. Well, you pray for us. And until tomorrow, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that we are loved. No doubt about it. All righty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.